right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I'm going to go through a couple letters here that I've got in the recent past. I don't believe any of these are hate mail emails, mainly because once I started doing videos about the hate mail and making fun of it, I guess it's working because I don't get as much hate mail as I used to. But I'm starting to get, some pretty deep emails that ask me for advice. Now, I am not a counselor. I am not a psychologist. So I'm not that guy, if that's why you're sending me these. If you just want my opinion and my take, I have no problem sharing that.
Bring it, Skeletor.
You like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
All right, my name is Tom, and I'm a senior at Texas A&M University. Outstanding. I'm 24 years old and almost got my master's in mechanical engineering. I've been watching your channel for the past 9 years. So he was like 13 or 14 when he started watching this channel. Listen, thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome, asshole.
My uncle showed me your channel, and I was hooked. Your I don't care attitude mixed with comedy helped me through some stuff and some very troubled times. Kind of had to type in there. My high school girlfriend dumped me right after, we graduated. Listen, that happens almost all the time. The days of you marrying your high school girlfriend and going on to have a peaceful, healthy life together, they're gone. I'm sorry to tell you that. But that I'm sure it hurt like hell, because emotional pain, in my opinion, is the worst pain a man can heal. Or feel. And it's the toughest to heal.
Oh, it's so unfair!
Okay, now she is trying to sling me back. But I'm done with her. Also, you also helped me avoid many pitfalls on campus. And two of my friends were kicked out of school based on accusations alone. Now, this is happening in Texas. I hope those guys get some good lawyers and sue the shit out of the school. Because, innocent until proven guilty. They probably paid a hell of a lot of money to go to that school. I mean, it's Texas A&M engineering department, and for them to get kicked out on an accusation, in my opinion, is extremely unjust. Especially, it doesn't say this in the letter, but a lot of those colleges, if they kick you out for shit like that, they will not allow you to transfer your credits to another school. So effectively, they're taking all of that money that you paid the college for your degree and flushing it down the toilet.
That's some old bullshit.
6 more months and I'll be done here. I have several offers to work after graduation, and I will keep you posted. Thank you for all of the wisdom. So we have a fairly young individual. He's 24. Has been watching my show roughly for 8 or 9 years, so that puts him at 15, 16 years old-ish, which in my opinion is right where it needs to be. 14 to 16 is where most men start dick thinking, and that will lead them down a path of destruction, plain and simple. There's really nothing other than that for the most part. If you're left to your own devices as a young man, most men out there have signed a blank check with their penis.
That's disgusting!
Roughly between 18 and 24. You are literally writing a check against your life between the years 18 and 24 simply because you're thinking with the wrong head. That head isn't very big. There's not a lot of computing power there. It has one eye, so it's one-dimensional, and it's not going to take you anywhere good. I am glad I was able to assist you, and drive on, and by all means, keep me posted. Please move on to live a long, happy, healthy life. Find your purpose and basically pay it forward. Share the channel, share the wisdom, and help those behind you who are stuck in the gray dick fog that ruins lives. All right, let's move on to the next one.
I'm looking forward to that.
Leave his name out of it. He basically says, I have a similar situation to yours with your sister. See, my sister was the youngest in the family and as a result was spoiled and babied the entire way. My three brothers can't stand her either. We had to do for ourselves and make life happen. All of my brothers all served our country. One went into the Navy, but we don't dwell on that. Inter-service rivalry within a family. I love it. We're all adults now and don't know what to do when it comes to our sister. Should we cut her off or tolerate her out of obligation? All right. Well, first of all, there's several ways you could attack this. So I'm just going to go through them with you. Number one, did she rub it in your guys' faces while she was growing up, getting all this attention and support? Or was she just oblivious to it and just moving forward with her childhood? There's a big difference there. If your parents were pouring all of this attention and resources into her and she didn't gloat on it or rub it in your faces, more than likely she is not actually seeing the disparity between what happened between you and her but with in regards to your parents. All right. If she rubbed it in your face, my advice to you is to allow karma to deal with her appropriately, meaning, you know, that's it. I literally would distance myself to her where I only had to speak with her on the rarest of occasions. Let's face it, people grow up, they go in a various different directions in life. Life gets in the way. It is what it is. Now, typically, when life gets in the way, for you to maintain those bridges to the past, there has to be some type of positive emotions to maintain those bridges. If those bridges don't exist, or if those emotions go away and the ridges crumble, it is what it is. Life just got in the way. Next, did your parents ever realize what they did? It's been my experience, because the exact same thing happened to me, is when I bring it up, my mother is completely oblivious to all of the horse shit. She denies it to this day, despite the fact of, you know, the truthful evidence. Like, for instance, my sister got her driver's license at like 16, a car at 16, and, you know, my mother really couldn't get off her ass to help me even get my driving permit. And I had to buy my first car after I got out of the Army. When I got back from basic and AIT from the Army, and I bought it with my own blood money. And that is always going to be a sore point in, you know, exactly in that relationship. And my sister did rub it in my face many times. So, in my opinion, you know, she's not a good person and not worthy of redemption, at least not in my eyes, because of that. It is what it is. All right, now, You didn't say this in the letter, but are your parents still alive? All right, it's kind of important. Number one, you have, what's it, three other, so there's four of you, four dudes in the family, and one daughter. All right, now typically what happens when the parents pass away, you know, the daughters of the family tend to try to bond a little more deeply with their siblings. All right, now if she rubbed it in your face and she was just a wretched individual, that's up to you if you want to do it or not. I myself would say no, just for your own sanity, your own emotional well-being and health. All right. Listen, having someone in your life that is basically a trophy of negativity and bad memories, it's not a good thing. More than likely, for your own sanity, you're just going to have to draw a line through her name and she'll be on her own. You know, it is what it is. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm sorry, but those are the harsh realities on the ground. And you didn't mention, you know, how's she doing for herself? Does she make her own money? Is she self-sufficient? And so forth. Typically, a self-sufficient woman, you can actually feel less guilt if you cut her away than if she was like just a walking slow motion train wreck in life. But at the end of the day, you make your bed, you lie in it. It is what it is. And finally, is she a feminist? I'm a little jaded when it comes to the whole feminism bullshit. But in my opinion, women who are feminists, even if they're camouflaged, you know, hidden feminists, or feminists just, they don't claim the title, but they still think that way. Well, they should get wholeheartedly what they've been fighting for, absolute equality, meaning you treat them like a dude. When they come whining and complaining, you just say, hey, men and women are equal. Why don't you man up and handle your shit? And that's it. Listen, I'm sorry that your parents did this. This is actually fairly common in the Western world. Don't become a slave to obligation. Keep it in the back of your mind. I mean, because us men, we do have obligations if we like it or not. But don't allow those obligations to put on the yoke of slavery, because no one has the right, physically, mentally, spiritually, in any way, to turn you into a slave. Let's move on to the next one. All right, my name is Francis, last name, Spanish. Not going to use his full name here. I'm 28 years old, a college graduate, and for the past year, I've been caring for my father, who is terminally ill. All right, my siblings visit, but none have offered to assist or provide any support whatsoever. I am burning out and losing my patience and my sanity. It's very common. Am I a bad person for wanting it all to end? I feel like a heartless asshole because of this. What should I do? How can I move forward and not hate and resent my siblings? All right, so this is a very, very touchy situation here. If you ever want to know the true character of those around you, it's going to take a major life event, divorce, death, war, disease, something like that, to present itself before they will show their true colors. Now, they're your siblings. You grow up with them. There's a lot of deep emotional ties there. I totally understand. Got it. And I don't know. You didn't say if you're the oldest, the youngest, where in the pecking order in the family you are. In reality, that doesn't really matter. In some cultures, it should fall to the firstborn son. It is what it is. Those are just traditions. Okay, so you're saying he's terminally ill and you've been caring for him for a year. All right, that is a very mentally tiring situation. Having somebody in your house that you know at some point is never going to walk out of that house again. They're going to be carried out. And I don't know, you didn't say in the letter if hospice is there or not, or if he's just, or if he's still in the winding down phase, you know, of his demise. Because some people, it takes quite a bit of time before they get to the whole, you know, hospice portion of their terminal demise.
That's really something to look forward to.
And also, your letter didn't state if you're, like, you know, wiping his ass, and cleaning up vomit, and changing colostomy bags or what have you. Because let's face it, a lot of that is exceedingly common in your last days. And I can only imagine how burned out you are. I mean, a year is a long time to have to deal with this. Now, typically, I've known quite a few families that have experienced virtually the exact same thing. And the way they handled it was they would take 3 or 4 month turns. Like the firstborn, 3 or 4 months of taking care of the individual, then it moves to the next one, and then it goes down the pecking order. All right, now I don't know how close your siblings are to you that could do this, but if they visit, chances are they're close. You could try to bring this to their attention and see if they're on board with it. If they say, no, I can't handle it, or for whatever reason, obviously, you know, he's your father. You might want to see if he's willing to adjust the will to move you to first position since you're, you know, stepping up and taking care of him. Is that a little selfish? Yes, but let's face it, life is selfishness that starts at like 0.1 and moves to a million. There is no person out there who's 100% zero selfish. We're all flawed, hairless monkeys, and it just is what it is. Okay, now moving forward, should you hate and resent your siblings? I'm not a forgiveness kind of guy. All right, I'm not designed to walk that path in this, in our incarnation of this meat suit. So I am not the guy to give you good advice on this. I personally, now this is just me, if I was stuck in a similar situation and my siblings did the same shit to me, probably severely cut down my relationship with your siblings. If they're willing to act like this in regards to their very own father, when it becomes your turn, what do you think they're going to do to you? Keep that in the back of your mind when you make these decisions moving forward. All right, don't be one of those people who looks at past performance and ignores it and expects something completely different from those people in the future. Because that seldom, if ever, happens. All right? You make predictions based on people's past. That's what you do if you're a betting man. Betting men who know the odds and know how to apply math win. All right? Now, I'm sorry your father's passing away. He could be passed away now for all we know. This is a very painful situation. And I hope you get through it, my brother, and please keep watching the channel, pay it forward, and share it with other people. Now, if there's anyone else out there that wants any advice from the Popster, send me an email to redonkulous12@gmail.com, and I'll see what I could do for you.